Hi, my name is Erica, and I'm a member of I Read the Whole Bible Every Year. Today, I'm going to be sharing with you my summary of Deuteronomy chapters 17 through 20. I hope that what I share with you gives an accurate account of God's Word, and that it blesses you, it blesses me, and it blesses Him. Before I get started, let me pray. Father in heaven, most righteous, most holy God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we give you glory, honor, and praise belongs to you. I thank you for your grace, your mercy, your everlasting love. I thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jehovah Nissi, our banner, Jehovah Rapha, our healer, and Jehovah Shalom, our peace. I thank you that you are Emmanuel, God with us. I pray that everyone listening under the sound of my voice, their lives are transformed, minds are renewed, wisdom, revelation, understanding be received of your word in Yeshua's name. So let me go ahead and get started. Going to give you an outline of the chapters and then kind of go into a little bit more in depth of what they are about. Okay, so in Deuteronomy chapter 17, we see the appointment of judges and legal cases. We see judges and difficult cases, and we see punishment for idolatry and false prophets. So let's just go ahead and go into what 17 is about. So in 17, Moses instructs the Israelites on appointing judges and dealing with difficult legal cases, while also warning against idolatry and false prophets. Over in chapter 18, it talks about the roles of the priests and the Levites and the prohibition of divination. And then the prediction of a prophet like Moses. So, giving a little bit more detail about that. In chapter 18, the focus is on the roles of priests and Levites, as well as their prohibition of divination and sorcery. Moses predicts the coming of a prophet like himself. And in chapter 19, I'm just going to go into the summary. I won't do the outline. It deals with the establishment of cities of refuge for those who accidentally kill someone, as well as guidelines for determining guilt in cases of murder. And it also demonstrates a concern for protecting innocent life. And then finally, in chapter 20, there are instructions for providing for going to war, including exemptions from military service and rules for conducting sieges. So overall, these chapters, they emphasize the importance of justice, fairness, and obedience to God's laws. They also warn against idolatry and false prophets, and a demonstration concerning for protecting human life in both legal matters and warfares. So these chapters are kind of giving you, I guess, like a re-instruction or a reiteration, or just sealing the deal. Just giving them, the children of Israel, like a recap of what was already spoken in the previous chapters and Numbers, and just basically from the time when God started to lay down his laws and his commandments and his ordinances. Moses is reiterating all of this before they settle in the promised land, or what they are to do while they're in the promised land. So we see here again that God is very intentional, but he's also very detailed in his instructions, and he means what he says. Alrighty, so that's my short summary of Deuteronomy's chapters 17 through 20. So I hope that you were blessed by this word. Don't forget to follow us on other platforms of IRTWBEY 365 podcast. You can find us on iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more, of course, right here on Anchor. And then also check us out on our social media under the name I Read the Whole Bible Every Year on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're also on Clubhouse under the name Doing Life God's Way for the 40 minutes of worship room. And you can check us out on our website under IReadTheWholeBibleEveryYear.org. It is late where I am, almost midnight, so my brain is like, eh. I've been up for most of the day. So I'm going to get out of here, but thank you for joining me. And I think when I come back on Sunday, we will still be in the book of Deuteronomy. If not, we may be in the book of Joshua. However, you can always get updates right here on IRTWBEY 365. Thank you for listening and thank you for supporting. This is Erica with I Read the Whole Bible Every Year.